This story is called Mano a Mano, Emborrachada, con mi padrastro Tomás Martínez, 1972. It had been a long time since I had visited Austin, about 5 years, since 1967 when Mama died and I had attended her funeral. There had been major changes, like Petra, Patsy had gotten married, and Lupita was my youngest sister, was at Our Lady of Lake University in San Antonio, studying to become a teacher. Our old house at 2010 East 7th had been torn down because it had become a hazard. It had never been a mansion, and much less when we lived there, but it was large and inadequate and so old that, because it was poorly built to begin with, had holes in the roof and other big cracks. There had been a fire in it even before we moved into it, and it was just papered over, and when the wallpaper tore off, we could see it. But it was gone. I was looking forward to seeing Tom. He and our youngest brother, Michael, lived in a small little house on South Comal, close to First Street. My sister Mary had purchased the house for them to live in so they would never have to worry about paying rent. Tom was doing just fine and doing his best to raise Michael. It was wonderful to see him smiling and talkative. I loved his powerful laugh and his great voice, the voice of a natural storyteller. And it was pretty much like the old days, with Tom telling stories. He quickly went to the kitchen to do his famous almuerzos. They were so good that I can't even have anything to compare with in terms of, the almuerzos in restaurants. It was a kind of a chili con queso with eggs, with a lot of other ingredients added, whatever he had to enhance it. The best part that he kept the dialogue going, it seemed that when he made these almuerzos mextejanos, it was among our happiest moments together. I ate with relish and told Tom of how much I had missed being home and his cooking. After he cleaned the kitchen and went to the living room, it started to get warmer. It was more or less about the middle of the day. So it had been Saturday, the usual day for him to go to the cantina. He invited me if I wanted to go with him to the back door, a cantina that was located just south of 6th and Comal. It was only about 4 blocks away, so we made it there in no time. And Tom took his favorite spot in a small little table for two, left side of the door. People walk in. And after about an hour or so, of course, the parade of beer drinkers began. Tom was so well known and respected in Austin that those who were closer to him would set him up for a drink, which meant that they would set up a beer for both of us. For me, it was like an orgullo. I felt so proud to be drinking in the most popular bar in the 6th Street at the time. I knew that later I would get to see some of my boyhood friends. Tom liked to bring up some of the things that had happened to me, in particular when I was a boy. like how hard it had been for me to keep a job. By this time, he saw this very funny. I'm not so sure he saw it funny at the time. He recalled when I was working for Charro one summer when I was still a boy. I was 13. He told me how Mrs. Carlin, the owner manager, had called Mama to apologize to her because she had to fire me because I just wasn't doing the job well at all. Tom laughed about this. Made me remember some of the things that I did after work, such as join the poker games or sweat them out after working hours. And I don't know if some of the other things have been reported. Might as well leave those out for the time being. I was also reminded of a story when I worked for the Spanish Village. It was getting to be a good time for storytelling after about 3 or 4 beers under our belt. So I told this one in detail that really gave Tom belly laughs. After I had been there a week or two, I realized that the work that I was doing, which is cleaning the tables and bussing the dishes, was pretty critical because I had to do it. The faster we did it, the faster we could put in new setups and get more customers to come in. And there was a waiter there by the name of Wilon, who used to rib me about how slow I was. He would shout, "Andale, muévela! Pareces que andas rosado. Hey, move it. It looks like you have a rash." Another one would be, "Hurry up there. You're as slow as molasses in the summertime." Although I didn't display any unhappiness with him, it had a cumulative effect. One day we were sitting around a table, the waitresses and the hostess, Wilon and myself were doing setups for the new crowd that was coming, and it suddenly seemed like a good opportunity for me to tell a sad story about why I moved so slowly. I told the story of how when I was 10 years old, I had been taken to the hospital because they believed that I had polio, and that I told them how long I had stayed and the terrible shots that they gave me, and how what had happened is it affected the way I ended up walking. But it wasn't the truth, and it wasn't long after that I left. As a matter of fact, right before I left, I was able to get my compadre friend Victor a job working as a dishwasher. But anyway, we were at the back door, and I had finished telling the story, and I turned to my right, and I looked behind the bar, and I saw the man. And I said, "They're not connected. The Wilon is the same one that owned the back door, and I think he must have known that I was telling the story." So I thought that was really funny. But anyway, time passed, the place really got jumping. You know, like it was full, and you know, all the beer drinkers were there almost. Johnny Paul Candelas, I saw Lee Mendez, and I can't remember right now, it was a couple others. The music was playing, and in walks these two men. One was a Mexicano, all, you know, dressed in a suit, and the other was an Americano, also dressed in a suit. And so they were the dealers for Pearl Beer. So as they walked up to Willon, he greeted the first one very politely, and then the other one, the Americano, he shouted, "Hey, pinche gabacho, or pinche bolillo." And then we saw the man, just his face lighted up. It's almost like he was telling him something really, really nice, very funny. It didn't matter that he knew or he might have known exactly what it meant, but the fact that he was being given a nickname by Willon was really a big thing. And Willon, of course, did it with effect so that he could get a good response from his customers. As we went on, Tom decided to call it quits and left. I went with him, walked out. As Tom walked out, he missed the step altogether. And God, he had that kind of agility because he could have fallen. It would have been a drastic thing. But anyway, I went back in and then awaited my friend Victor Sanchez, and then I got to talk to Lee Mendez, and we had a nice meeting. The Willon had been actually, in the long run, one of East Austin's champion nicknamers. Another one was Roy Velasquez. I forgot to mention that after I had told the story about how I had had polio, Willon got the bright idea to give me a nickname. So whenever he saw that I wasn't moving fast enough, he'd say, "Hey, polio! Muevela!" Anyway, I didn't resent being called that either, because it was just the custom. It's almost like you became more bonded when with someone when there's a kind of a nickname relationship. Anyway, we had an unforgettable evening.